Today's shir is Masecht and Nazir, Daf Vav, and we will begin on Daf Hey Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom, Tanan. As we had discussed in the previous shir, the Mishnah taught us Stam Naziris Lamajayim that the minimal amount of Naziris is 30 days. The Gemara had then quoted a Machloikis, what is the source, how we know that the minimum amount of Naziris is 30 days. Ramasna said we learn it from a Gematria. The Torah uses the words Kodesh, Yia, regarding the Nazir, and Yia has the numerical value of 30. Bapada said we learn it from the 29 times that the Torah uses the word Nazir. And as we learned in the previous year, that means according to Bapada, really, the minimum Naziris is 29 days. According to Rav Masna, the minimum Naziris is 30 days. And as the Gemara began in the previous year, quoting extensively from the Mishnah on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, to see if how we could understand that Mishnah in light of the Machloikis that we just quoted between Rav Masna and Bapada. As we begin the shir, we remember what the Chafetz Chaim says. The Chafetz Chaim says, look at how deep and how wonderful the Torah is. The Torah uses the words Kodesh Yiyah. As we said a moment ago, Yiyah is the Gematria 30. From that one word, one that one Gematria, how much Gemara, how many Dafmo Gemara are we going to learn just from the Gematria of one word of the Torah? So quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, Amasech and Daf Tezayin, Tanan. Misha Noza Beis Naziris. If somebody accepted upon himself two consecutive Naziris, Daloch is, Begaleich es Rishonu Yoyim Lamed Ve'echot, he should take a haircut on day 31 for the first Naziris, which will conclude the first Naziris, Vashniyel Yoyim Shishin Ve'echot. And the second Naziris, we then commence on day 31, and if we add another 30 days, it'll be 60. On day 61 is when the second Naziris ends. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Rav Masna Nicha. We could understand this Mishnah very well according to Rav Masna, because according to Rav Masna, Midai Raisa, the Naziris is 30 days, and that's why the haircut should not take place until day 31. Elaba Bakada, according to Bapada, that we learned in the previous year, and we said at the beginning of our year today, the Naziris is really only 29 days, why does he have to wait till day 31 to take the haircut? He should be able to take the haircut already on day 30. Amloch Bapada, so Bapada responds, aim a sefer. Let's learn the sefer. And the Rosh and Taisus, as we get into the Gemara, ask the obvious question. The questions that the Gemara are going to ask on Rapada, on Bapada, or Ramasna are very similar to the questions that we learned in the previous year. And some of the answers are actually going to be quite similar. So what's the point of the Gemara just asking the same questions and getting the same answers? So the Rosh says that that is the derech of the Shas, that is the way the Gemara operates, that even though we've already asked similar questions and already given answers to the questions, the Gemara repeats its questions and answers. Tosfos, however, on the other hand, says that he's not willing to accept the Rosh's contention. And he's not willing to say that the Gemara just repeats itself. And he says that there will be chidushim in the terutzim that we're going to learn today, because according to the way we learned yesterday, Bapada completely does not subscribe to the concept of Mixas Ayoyim Kekuloi. It was only Rav Masna that subscribed to that concept. And today we're going to learn that even Bapada, although he doesn't subscribe to the concept of Mixas Ayoyim Kekuloi at the end of Naziris, so if today is the last day of Naziris, according to Rav Masna, the way we explained in the previous year, once the Nazir brings his Karbonos, we say Mixas Ayoyim Kekuloi. According to Bapada, we don't say that. Bapada will agree, says Taisus, that at the beginning of Naziris, even though a person doesn't begin his Naziris right at the beginning of the day, it begins at the middle of the day, it still can be considered day one. And the Mefarshim explain, it's a very sensible thing to say. The Torah doesn't anywhere say that a person has to complete his Naziris at the end of the day. The Torah doesn't have to begin his Naziris at the beginning of the day. If a person decides at 1 o'clock in the afternoon that he wants to be a Nazir, starting today, there is no indication in the Torah that that wouldn't be acceptable. And that's why even Bar Pada will agree that to begin a Naziris, we say Mixas Yom Kikulai. It's only to end a Naziris where he doesn't agree to the concept. Furthermore, says Tosfos, that even according to Rab Masna, there's a Chiddush. Because yes, we already explained in the previous year that Rab Masna subscribes to the concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai. What we're going to learn today, says Tosfos, that in the one same day, Rav Masna could use the concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai twice, and it could be an end of the first Naziris, applying Mixas Yom Kikulai, and it could be beginning of the new Naziris, again applying the concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai. So says Bar Pada, so even though just what we asked the question about Pada, why according to Bar Pada, does he not take a haircut until day 31? If Midoraisa, a Naziris is only 29 days. On day 30, he should be allowed to take the haircut for the first Naziris. Amalok Bar Pada, Eima Sefer. Let's continue learning that Mishnah. It says, V'mgilachas Rishon El Yom Shloshim, if he took a haircut on day 30, V'galechas Rishon El Yom Shishim. He takes the second haircut on day 60. Day 60 is 29 days. So how come he's waiting for 29 days? El Sefer Messiah. The Sefer clearly proves that Pada is correct. Reisha, the Reisha, why does the Reisha, we ask him about Pada, say that we should wait till day 31? And this is the way the Bach explains the Gemara. Nas kai mishleimim, something we said in the previous year. That even though according to Pada, midaraisa, a minimal Naziris, ought to be 29 days, because Chazal didn't want to work with whole numbers, now with 29, they wanted to work with the number 30. Therefore, even according to Bar Pada, the Chacham say we should always count 30-day Naziris and only take the haircut on day 31. But, certainly, says Bar Pada, the Midaraisa on Naziris is 29, and therefore if the person took a haircut on day 30, it's 100% acceptable. And therefore, ask the Gemara, Ura Masna Kasha Sefer. According to Masna, how could the person have taken the haircut on day 30? How could he have taken the haircut on day 30? Shouldn't he have waited for day 31? Amlach Ramasna. So Masna repeats what we learned also in the previous year. Kiriktani Sefer. Like we learned in the Sefer. Yom Shloshim Oilel Kan Alkan. Day 30 can be counted as the last day of the first Naziris and the first day of the new Naziris. Mayhi. Why? Because we say Mixas Yom Kikula. That we say that you don't have to have a full day to be considered the end of a Naziris, or according to a Master, you don't have to have a full day to be considered the beginning of new Naziris. Ask the Gemara, Hamr Chadazimna. According to a Master, that was already the explanation of the other part of the Mishnah. Why must the Mishnah repeat it? Answers the Gemara, Ma'ada Tema, Hani Milan Yachad Naziris. To say Mixas Yom Kikulai once in a day, I could understand. Avla Shtei Naziris Loi, which is what's happening here. That if today is day 30, according to Rav Masna, after the person brings a kabonis and takes a haircut, it's the end of the first Naziris, and also now it's the beginning of the second Naziris. So applying the concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai twice in the same day, perhaps we ought not to be able to do that. Kamash Malan, that my master says we could apply the concept twice in one day. There's an interesting Meiri. The Meiri himself says that it's not right what he's going to say, but he speaks about a very conceptual svara. He says like this, what would be the din? Rav Masna is applying the concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai twice in one day. So let's say today is day 30. This Nazir brings his kabbonis, takes his haircut for the first Naziris right away in the morning. We want to apply the concept, and Gemara says, Rav Masna says we may. We want to apply the concept of Mixas Yom Kikulai at the end again today, that it should be day number one of the second Naziris. But maybe he should have a break in between. He should bring his kabbonis and take his haircut in the morning. Then the rest of the day, he should be able to drink wine or take another haircut if he wants. And then in the evening, begin the second Naziris and give him a break in between the two Naziris. Says the Miri, even though it's a nice svara, it's certainly incorrect. Because the way to understand it, says the Miri, is that as soon as the first Naziris is completed, the second Naziris is automatically kicks in. It's not that you can wait and say, you know what, I'll wait till later in the day. Although, there's an interesting shaila, interesting kasha, from the Chazon Ish. As we're going to learn, as we've learned and going to learn later in the Masech de Mitzvah Shem, we've said that a Nazir, as he completes his Naziris, has to bring three kabbonis and then take a haircut. But we're going to learn later in the Masechta that b'di'evid, halachically, as soon as he brings even just one carbon, his Naziris is over. That means a Nazir who, and this is where Rav Chaim Briska helps us understand the Gemara, a Nazir who is a Nazir for 30 days. So even if we don't apply the concept, so there's two ways of the Naziris to end, says Rav Chaim Briska, based on Ramaster's opinion. One is that it's day 30, and he brings the kabbonis, and we say, mixes as Yom Kikulai, or it's day 31. Once it's day 31, even if he didn't bring the kabbonis, then the Naziris is over. But let's say it's day 31. He didn't bring the kabbonis. He's still not allowed to take a haircut until he brings the kabbonis. So let's say he waits another 10, 20, 30 days. He can't become tamei. He can't take a haircut because he didn't bring the kabbonis. But says the Chazon Ish, as soon as the Gemara is going to teach us, as soon as he brings one carbon, the Naziris is over. The Naziris is over. So ask the Chazon Ish, let's understand our Gemara. As soon as the first Naziris is over, as soon as he brings one carbon, the first Naziris is over. And we said as soon as the first Naziris is over, the Meiri just taught us, the second Naziris is automatically triggered. The second Naziris is automatically triggered. If the second Naziris is automatically triggered, how could he take a haircut? He's already in the term of the second Naziris. Says the Chazon Ish, that the right way is as we said. A person is supposed to bring three kabbonis. When the Gemara says that bringing only one carbon is adequate, that's for a person who's relying on a b'di'evid. To turn the b'di'evid into a lachatchila and say that as soon as he brought one carbon, his naziris is over and the second one is triggered, that is not what the Gemara meant if the person indeed intends to do it the right way and bring all three kabbonis. Continues the Gemara. Tanan. The Mishnah there on Daf Tezayin continues to teach us, Im gileach yoim shishim chosa echad, if he takes a haircut for the second Naziris on day 59, yotza. She yoim shloisha oyla min aminyan. The 30th day can be counted as the last day of the first Naziris and the first day of the new Naziris. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, this is very well understood, because according to Rav Masna, as we just said, as soon as the person brings his kabbonis, even though it's day 30, we say mix yom kikuloi, that concludes the first Naziris. Now it begins the second Naziris, and 30 days later is day 59. El ba'pada lomeli, according to ba'pada, ha'mishloishim chasim echad, why does the Mishnah have to say it? It's obvious, according to Ba'pada, that this is the din. Because according to Ba'pada, the Naziris is only 29 days. And day 30 begins the new Naziris. And then 59 is 30 days later. It's after 29. Amalach, so answers Ba'pada, and not aha samchi. What you're saying is akasha is really the basis of my whole position. What's my opinion, says Ba'pada? That the rice and the Naziris is only 29 days. If you hold the rice and the Naziris is 29 days, the Mishnah that says you could take half two Naziris in 59 days makes all the sense in the world. Because the first Naziris ends after 29 days. The second Naziris begins on day 30, and then you have another 29 days, which takes you to day 59. But it has to go to day 59 because he doesn't hold a mixus of Yom Kippur. There's a very interesting question that the Mefarshim ask. We've been learning until now that even Rav Masna, that subscribes to the concept of mixus of Yom Kippur, that if today is day 30, the Naziris could end. When does Bar Pardes say mixus of Yom Kippur? Only if the person brought the kabbonis. But if he didn't bring yet his kabbonis, even Rav Masna will not apply the concept of mixus Yom Kippur. So ask the Mefarshim why. If mixus Yom Kippur teaches us that as soon as the day begins, just part of the day, it's considered as if the whole day passed, why do we have to have the kabbonis? The fact that today began, so yes, the Mefarshim say, at night we don't say mixus Yom Kippur. You have to have that the day should begin. Daylight should begin. But why as soon as daylight begins, can't we say mixus Yom Kippur? Why do we need the kabbonis? So the Meraim Meisadah, the Netziv, says a beautiful raya to this concept. Why, according to Rav Masna, we need that he actually should bring the kabbonis in order that we should be able to say mixus Yom Kippur. He says, where is this concept halachically most typically applied? It's applied by avelus. The halacha is, you have to sit, oval has to sit shiva. But we all know the halacha is that when it comes the seventh day, as soon as the morning comes, the avelim could get up and shiva is over. He says, what would be the halacha? And this happens quite typically. Avelim are sitting. It's the seventh day in the morning. The avelim sit down shiva. They daven shachris and they sit down shiva. And people still come to be menachem oval. And they're not going to get up when the people still be menachem oval. And they sit there until all the menachemim, all the people who come to see them leave. Are they still considered avelim during shiva, as long as people are being menachem over them? Or the day began, the shiva's over. So the halacha clearly is, says the Meraim Meisadah, that as soon as the avelim, as soon as the menach, only as long as, only when the avelim get up, is the shiva over. If they sit for a couple of hours, they'll still be considered part of the shiva. So what do we see, says the Meraim Meisadah, that in order to apply the concept of the mixus Yom Kippur, an action has to happen to trigger it. The avelim have to get up. That triggers mixus Yom Kippur. Similarly here, says the Meraim Meisadah, only when the nazir brings the kabbonis are we able to trigger the mixus Yom Kippur. Without it, we can't say mixus Yom Kippur. Tanan, says the Mishnah, me shamar haredi nazir. Somebody says, I'm a nazir. The halacha is, nitma yom shloishim. The halacha we learned earlier in our mesechta, and we're going to speak about this halacha many times. The Torah says that if somebody accepts upon himself a naziris and becomes tamei during that time, vayom harishanim yiplu, he forfeits the days he kept. He has to be matar himself with the parah aduma, takes a week. He has to bring three kabbonis, and then he starts from scratch. So the Mishnah says, Misham Areni Nazar, if somebody says I'm a Nazar, Nitma Yom Shloshim, even if he comes Tomei on the 30th day, Soyser Sakol. Because, says the Gemara, Bishlom Rav Masna, according to Rav Masna, this is very understandable. Nicha. Because day 30, according to Rav Masna, is no different than day 15 and day 1. It's all part of the Naziris, where the Torah says that if you become Tomei, it forfeit what you held. El Bapada, where Midaraisa, the Naziris, is over after 29 days. Why, if he became Tomei in the 30th day, does he have to start from scratch? Kasha. Answers the Gemara, Omlok Bapada. Says Bapada, Eima Sefer. Let's continue learning that Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Rebeleza Oima Eina Soisa El Shiva. If he becomes Tomei on the 30th day, he only has to wait a week. And as all the Rishonim explain, the reason he has to wait a week is not because he has to recount his Naziris. Because if he has to recount his Naziris, what does a week represent? The reason he has to wait a week is because, as we said before, the halacha, and this is why all the Rishonim explain, the halacha is that a Nazir, when he concludes his Naziris, has to bring kabbonis. But a tamei person can't bring kabbonis to Beis HaMikdash. And unlike all other kabbonis, that I could send my carbon with a shliach, the carbon, naziris, has to be brought by the nazir himself. So Rabbi Elazar says the reason he has to wait a week is a practical consideration. Because he has to be matar himself, which that takes minimally a week, and then he can bring his kabbonis. So why? Why doesn't he have to recount? Because it was day 30, says Bapada. And because it was day 30, he has to, it's already after Naziris, and the din doesn't apply. Says Bapada, if the halach is that you need full 30, nista kula. Why doesn't he need to wait all 30 days? Elamai, from here we see that you only have to wait 29 days. But now we have a question on Rav Masna. According to Rav Masna, that 30 days is the minimal amount of Naziris. That 30 days is the minimal amount of Naziris. Why does Rav Elazar say that if somebody became Tamei in the 30th day, he doesn't have to recount? 30th day is part of the Naziris, says the Gemara, because Ksav Rav Elazar mixes Yom Kekula. According to Rav Elazar, on the last day we say mixes Yom Kekulai, and he goes even a step further. He says a mixes Yom Kekulai we say on the last day, as soon as the day begins, even without any kabbonis. And in fact, we go back to our Meroy Mei Sodin in the Tziv. The Tziv says, according to Rav Elazar, a Chiddush, let's say it's the last day of Shiva, and the Aveilim are still sitting because people are visiting them. As soon as the day begins, they're not really considered part of the Shiva. They may be sitting, there may be people visiting them, but Mixes Yom Kekula, if we follow Rav Elazar's opinion, begins as soon as the day begins. But the Gemara, asked the Mefarshim, seems to ignore a question. We've reconciled Rav Elazar's opinion, both according to Rav Masna and according to Bapada. According to Rav Masna, because we say Mixes Yom Kekulai, according to Bapada, because it's only 29 days. But the Chachamim of that Mishnah, who say that if somebody becomes Tamei on the 30th day, he has to start from scratch, we've successfully reconciled according to Rav Masna, because according to Rav Masna, the 30th day is the same as the 15th day and as the first day, because the Torah mandates 30 days. But how will Bapada explain the Chachamim's opinion that if somebody becomes Tamei on the 30th day, he has to count from scratch? Why? Says Say the Rishonim in explanation. The Gemara doesn't ask this question, but the Rishonim asked the question, and they say that we've learned in yesterday's shir and today's shir that Chachamim, even according to Bapada, require that even though Midaraisa Naziris is 29 days only, we should keep 30 days. As we said, because they wanted us to work with a whole number, with a round number. Says Bapada, you know how serious the Chachamim were about that rule? That even if the person became Tamei in the 30th day, the Midaraisa, his Naziris, is really over after 29 days. Chachamim was so strict about that rule that we want everybody to keep 30 days, that if he became Tamei in the 30th day, it should be considered like he became Tamei during his actual Naziris, and he has to start from scratch. Continues the Gemara. Tanan. It says in the Mishnah further, Haredi Nozer Meiyoy, if somebody comes, says he's a Nozer for 100 days, Nit Meiyoy Mei, if he becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Soises Akol. It's as if he became Tamei in any other day. What's the difference, the 100th day or any other day? Rebbe Lezer Oymer, Enes Soises El Shloshim. Only for 30 days. Says the Gemara, we need to understand Rebbe Lezer's opinion. Visakadatach Sov Rebbe Lezer Mixes Yom Kekula, if Rebbe Lezer holds that mixes Yom Kekulai, Nista Shiva. So as soon as the 100th day comes, as soon as day breaks, the Naziris is over because it mixes Yom Kekulai. So he should only have to wait a week till he's Matar himself. V'loi Sava mixes Yom Kekulai. If on the other hand you're going to argue if Elazar doesn't know the mixes Yom Kekulai, list the Kulai. Why does he have to wait 30 days? Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam lo'yami mixes Yom Kekulai. Rav Elazar does not hold the mixes Yom Kekulai. Ihachi list the Kula. So if he doesn't hold Mixes Yom Kekulai, why, if he became Tamei on the 100th day, does he have to go back only 30 days? Amar Reish Lakish, Hanu Talmud Rebbe Elazar. There's a special Gzeiras HaKosef. Amar Kro, Zoyis Tairis HaNazar B'yoy Melois Yimei Nizrei. The Tairis says, HaTaira Amra, Nitna B'yoy Melois, that if somebody becomes Tamei on the 100th day, Tain lo taras nazir. If he becomes tamei on his last day, then he only has to keep 30 days. Even though the halacha is, a very interesting situation will arise. That if a person becomes tamei in any day of his naziris, he forfeits all the days. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And he has to count from scratch. So let's think about this. Let's say somebody accepted upon himself 100-day naziris. And he became tamei on day 99. So according to Belezer, first he'll have to wait a week to be mitar himself, and then start counting from scratch 100 days. If he becomes tamei the next day, on day 100, since that's the last day of his naziris, he only has to keep one day. He only has to keep 30 days. He has to wait a week and keep only 30 days. Why? Gzeiras HaKasef. So again, the Rishonim, Rosh, Tosfos, point out that the Gemara seems to ignore something. Al Gemara has successfully explained Rebbe Lezer's opinion that he doesn't hold the Mikseis Yom Kippur. And that's why, according to Bar Pada, the Mishnah is very understandable. If he became Tamei in the 30th day, so it's really after the Naziris is over, because according to Bar Pada, the Naziris is only 29 days. And that's why he became Tamei in the day 30. He doesn't have to recount. If he became Tamei on day 100, why does he have to recount? Only 30 days? Special Gzeiras HaKasef. And Rebbe Lezer doesn't hold a Mikseis Yom Kippur. But a moment ago, the Gemara asked a question. How will Rav Masna be able to understand Rebbe Lezer's opinion that if he became Tamei on day 30, he only has to count, he doesn't have to recount? So the Gemara said, according to Rav Masna, we're going to have to say that Rebbe Lezer holds Mikseis Hayoyim Kippur. But now the Gemara is only able to understand Rebbe Lezer in the second part of Rebbe Lezer's statement in that Mishnah by saying he doesn't hold Mikseis Yom Kippur, and that's why he became Tamei on day 100. He will have to count over 30 days. The first part of Rebbe Lezer's statement, Rebbe Masna was only able to explain with Rebbe Lezer holding Mikseis Yom Kippur. The second part of his statement is only understandable if he doesn't hold the Mikseis Yom Kippur. How do we reconcile it? So Rishonim give two terutzim. One terutz is the Rosh's terutz, that the Seif is referring to a situation where the person said explicitly, I want to keep a Naziris of 100 yoyim shleimim, 100 full days. So even Rebbe Lezer, who according to Rav Masna, does subscribe to the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur, when does he subscribe to that concept? Only when the person didn't use the word shleimim. That's the ratio. So when he said he's keeping a Naziris of 30 days, but he didn't say shleimim, so in the 30th day we could say Mikseis Yom Kippur. Whereas in the Sefer, since he said Shleimim, so he has to keep a full 100 days. And therefore he became Tomei on the last day, it disrupts the Naziris. Only there's a Gzeiras HaKasef that if it's on the last day, it only disrupts 30, not the entire count has to restart. That's how the Rosh explains. Tosfos, however, says a different explanation. He says this concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur could only be applied to a standard Naziris. Our Mishnah that we began this sugya with said Stam Naziris Lamajoyim. So by Stam Naziris Lamajoyim, we apply the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur. However, when we have somebody who chose to have a longer Naziris, a Naziris of 100 days or anything above 30, they were never going to apply the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur, even if he didn't use the word Shleimim. And as the Briska Rav explains, we have here a very, very fundamental machloikis rishonim. What would be the halacha if somebody accepted upon himself a naziris of 100 days without using the word shleimim? Can we apply the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur to the last day or not? According to the Rosh, we can. Because as long as he didn't use the word shleimim, we can apply the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur. However, according to the other Rishonim, says the Briska Rav, only in one situation can we apply the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur. That's when a person has a Stam Naziris Lamajoyim, the regular Naziris. But whenever there's another situation, even if he didn't use the word Shleimim, we can no longer apply the concept of Mikseis Yom Kippur to the last day of the Naziris. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi, perhaps this Machloikis of Rav Masna Bar Pada, that what is the standard Naziris, 29 or 30 days, is really a machloikis tanon. Because the Pasuk says, ad melois hayomim, shemani ani. So that's what the Pasuk says regarding Naziris. So if we learn the Pasuk simply, we would say, miyat yomim shnaim. The minimal amount of Naziris is yomim. Yomim represents 2 days. That's the minimal plural. Tamloim kodesh year gadl pera, ein gidl sar pox mishloshim divar Rabbi Yoshia. And as Tosfos explains Rabbi Yoshia's opinion, Rabbi Yoshia is learning the gematria. Kodesh year gadl pera, a gadl pera takes 30 days. Rabbi Yonah and Omer, ein utzoruch. That's not the reason. Harei Omer, ad melois hayomim. The Torah, when it speaks about the term of a Naziris, says until the days are complete. Eilein yomim shetzrichim lemalois. We know that our Jewish calendar follows a lunar year. Sometimes the month is 29. Sometimes it's really 29 and a half days. But you can't have a month of 29 and a half days. That's why we make the month sometimes 29, sometimes 30. Have oim shloishim. My lav. Rab Masna is clearly saying like Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, yeah, that we learn from the gematria of yeah that 30 days is a Naziris. Or by Padadam, Rabbi Yonason, he says, ad melois until the 30th day, but that means the Naziris is only 29 days. Says Amalcha Rab Masna. Says Rab Masna, no. Kula Amma Shloshim Vinan. Everybody will hold that the minimal Naziris, the standard Naziris, is 30 days. So what is the machloikus Rabbi Yonason? V'ochva ad v'abach plegi. Rabbi Yonason sova ad v'loi ad b'chlal. If we go ad melois until the day 30, that means that only goes up to 29. But Rabbi Yonason knows, as we know, as we said in the previous year, there's Aloch al-Moshe Sinai, that a Naziris must be minimally 30 days. So he can't rely on the pasuk of ad melois. So what does he rely on? On Yiyya, the gematria of 30. Rabbi Yonason Sofer, he doesn't have to rely on Yiyya to tell us that the Naziris is 30 days. Because he says, ad melois, until the melois is finished. When is the melois finished? Ad b'chlal, until and the day that day is included, which means 30 days. So they both agree that a Naziris is 30 days. The only reason why they argue is because Rabbi Yonason to rely on ad melois, because he says ad b'chlal, so till the day of melois, including that day, which includes the 30th day. Rabbi Yoshi, who doesn't subscribe to the concept of ad b'chlal, he owes ad v'loi ad b'chlal, so he can't rely on the pasuk of ad melois, so he has to say the pasuk of Yiyya. Says Tosfos, the Gemara, Reb Masna, has successfully explained how his opinion that a Naziris is minimally 30 days, standard Naziris is 30 days, works both with the opinion of Aisha and Rabbi Yonason. But the Gemara doesn't explain how Bapada will explain his position. Says Tosfos, Bapada will have to agree, will have to say that he could only agree with Rabbi Yonason that says ad melois and ad v'loi, and he's going to say Rabbi Yonason is going to hold ad v'loi ad b'chlal, and that's why Naziris is 29 days. And Rabbi Yoshia, who learns it from the gematria, Bapada will say he can't agree with Rabbi Yoshia, he could only agree with Rabbi Yonason's opinion. There's an interesting briskerov. The briskerov says that the pasuk, the Gemara is telling us, Rabbi Yoshia made a statement. Kodesh yir gadol pera, ein gidl sar pox mishloshim yoyim. Explains the briskerov. What is Rabbi Yoshia saying? Rabbi Yoshia is saying, says the briskerov, that a nazir, in order to do his haircut at the completion of his naziris, has to be a person in the status of gadol pera. Until he has a pera, he can't cut it. When does the person come into that status of gadol pera? Only when he has hair that has grown for 30 days without cutting. But now, if we take that vort of the brisker off, we have a question, how to look at a kohen. A kohen, we know, is not allowed to be gadol pera. Even a kohen hedget is not allowed to have gadol pera. So that means a kohen is not allowed to have his hair grow 30 days, because then he'll be in the status of a gadol pera. The question is, if as we've been learning, says the Michas Chinuch, in our shir, that on day 30 we say Mixas Yom Kikulay, and even though all of day 30 has not passed, the Nazir already could take his haircut. He's already considered in the status of Gadol Pera, as the Brisker Rav just taught us. What will be the din of a Kohen? That he's not allowed to be a Gadol Pera. Does a Kohen have to make sure to take his haircut right away in the morning or before the morning of the 30th day? Because once the morning of the 30th day comes in, we say Mitzvah Yom Kippur and he's already considered Gadol Pera. Or can he wait till any time during the 30th day? And even though the morning passed, he will not be considered a Kohen that let his hair grow too long. If we learn our Gemara simply, says the Minchas Chinuch, it would seem that the Kohen has to make sure to take the haircut before the morning of the 30th day. However, the Minchas Chinuch says there are rayas from Gemaras, when Mr. Shem learned the Gemaras, that the Kohen, as long as he takes the haircut before day 30 is up, even though it's past the morning, he will not, then over, he will have not transgressed being a Kohen who let his hair grow too long. Amamar. So we just learned in Rabbi Yossi's opinion, says the Gemara, Elohein Yom Shetzrichon Amalois, when is there a concept that we have to complete days? In a month. A month has to have added days sometimes, even though a month is really 29 and a half days, we have to give it 30 days. Havai Mishloishim, Ve'eba Shabbos. Maybe it means we have to complete the week. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Shabbos Mi'ichasarta, as we explained, the month is 29 and a half days. We have to add time to that month. But a week is 7 complete days. What do we have to add? Why would we think it means a week? Says the Gemara, Be'mishana, we know that the Jewish calendar, as we said before, is a lunar year, but it's not consistent. The usual lunar year is 354 days. But there are some times that the year only has 353 days, and there's some years that the year has 355 days. It depends how many months are 29-day months and how many months are 30-day months. If we have a year with exactly 6 months 29 and 6 days 30, then we have 354. Otherwise, we could have 353 or 355, says the Gemara. So maybe it means that the year, sometimes a day is added. So maybe what the minimal standard, Nazira, should be a year, says the Gemara. For Rabban, that can't be, says the Gemara. Because Rabban and the Kasri Amri, Menayim She'em Moinim Yomim Lashonim, how do we know that when we need to finish off a year, years are not counted in terms of days. They're counted in terms of months. Shenemar L'chot She'ashana. And as the Rishonim explained, as we just explained, there's a discrepancy between the lunar year and the solar year of 11 days. So we said the standard lunar year is 354 days. The standard solar year is 365 days. So there's 11-day discrepancy. And if we keep on allowing this discrepancy to continue, then we're going to have a Pesach keep on coming out earlier and earlier. And the Torah says, Shmor Chodesh Aviv, Pesach always has to come out in the spring. And because Pesach has to come out in the spring, that's why we make a year a leap year, where we add a month, and that's how we reconcile this lunar year with the solar year. And that's why every 19 years, there are 7 leap years. But when we make a leap year, what do? We add a month. We don't add days. So if the Pasuk says, regarding Hanazir, ad melois hayomim, it can't be referring to a year, because a year is not counted in terms of days. A year is counted in terms of month. It must be, when the Pasuk says, l'mlois hayomim, it means, ad melois hayomim, it means a month, which we say now is considered 30 days. Actually, this Gemara that says a chodesh, a month, is considered 30 days, is the basis of a very fundamental shaila. We know that when a child is born, if he's a bechor, he has to have a pinyan ben. The Torah says, "Upeduyav mi ben chodesh." So the question is, when should a pinyan ben be done? So the halach is a pinyan ben should be done after 30 full days pass, on the 31st day. Why? Because the Pasuk says, "Upeduyav mi ben chodesh." There's a shaila, it's machloikis hachroinim, What will happen if 29 and a half and Tav Shin Sab Megimel Chalakim, which is exactly the amount of time of that the moon makes its full cycle, could a Bechor be redeemed at that time? The Magen Avraham says, since the Pasuk says Chaydish, and we're learning now Chaydish means 30 days, you can't do it earlier. The Shachem Bach disagree, and they say, but the Eved, if opinion of Ben is done after 29 and a half days, since the whole lunar cycle has passed, it is b'di'evid acceptable. All the Paiskim follow the opinion of the Magen Avraham, and that's why we wait to do opinion of Ben until day 31. However, it's interesting to note that I saw Tshuva for Ramosha. Let's say the question that was asked to Ramosha was that somebody made a mistake, and he thought that the opinion of Ben is done on day 30, and they ordered the hall and the caterer and everything. And then the Kohen comes to the opinion of Ben, or the Rav came to the opinion of Ben and started asking the parents exactly when the child was born. And he recognizes that they made the opinion of Ben a day too early, but everything was already reserved. What are they supposed to do with the whole party? So Moshe says that if 29 and a half and Tav Shin Tzadik Chalokim have passed, but the Eved we could rely on the Shach and the Bach and do opinion of Ben at that time.